Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to 5 minutes with Gray Hair Dave. That's right, Gray Hair Dave, he's back. It is Wednesday, day two of vacation. So, how's everybody doing? How are you doing? What are you up to today? Well, I'll tell you what's going on here in Central Florida. The weather's beautiful, but there's this weird haze out there that makes it kind of rough on the breathing for me a little bit, because firm believer that I might have, COPD. I don't know what it is. Every once in a while, I have a hard time breathing. I think it's all the allergies in the air, because there's some pollen and shit floating around. I have a blue car. It's a little greenish. But anyways, folks, my name's Dave again. Don't forget, I have gray hair. I have a gray beard. I got a green shirt. Today, I'm also wearing the glasses like the guy in the artwork. And today, I am wearing a Kansas City Chiefs Conference Championship hat. Now, I'm a Chiefs fan, if you didn't already know that. So when the Chiefs won the conference this year, Dave went over and bought a hat and a t-shirt from the Kansas City Chiefs website. And when they won the Super Bowl, all I ordered was the hat. Got it in black, because I don't have very many black hats. In fact, I think these are the only two black hats I ever owned. I shouldn't say ever. These are the only two black hats I own now. I got rid of a lot of hats because I used to collect hats, and then I realized I didn't wear them. They just sat around. So I don't do that anymore. I get a hat, I wear it. Now, these two I have been keeping in the box because they're kind of special in my mind. You know, Kansas City won the Super Bowl this year again. Yeah, I'm happy about that. So what's happening in your world today, folks? I've been wondering about that. You know, I think back and I look back on 76, 77 episodes, and I wonder what you guys think about what's going on with the podcast. Do you like it? Is there something you'd like different? Something I'm not doing? Something I'm doing too much? Am I not staying on track? What's going on? What do you think? Now, I know I've gone a little off track this week, and I'm so sorry. I really, really am. But, you know, when you're on vacation, your mind isn't in that, how do I put this in a way that makes sense to me and you? But you're not as structured this. I'm not as structured this week, and I don't want to be, and I'm doing this on purpose. I'm trying to do things that I don't get a chance to do when I'm working 5-6 days a week. You know, and this is really weird. When I'm working 5 days a week and I'm not getting home till late in the evening, on my first day off, it's kind of a waste. You know, at least the first half of the day. And I don't like that. I really, really, really don't like that. But, you know, I'll get up late, like around 9, which is late for me. Normal time for me to wake up just on my own without an alarm clock is 7, 8 o'clock at the latest. But, you know, with this later shift, I'm trying to get up a little later. But, anyways, that's what's going on. I'm trying to not be as structured this week. And tomorrow is the day I leave. I'm leaving in the morning. I'm going to head over to the West Coast. Going to view some properties. Going to just see what's going on out there so I can start planning for future endeavors and things, you know, that are going to happen in the future. And what's happening in your world? Let me know. Leave me a message at 5 minutes with Gray Hair Dave. That's the number 5 minutes with Gray Hair Dave.com. So let's get into a little bit of what was supposed to happen this week. I was going to talk before I really remembered that I had vacation. I was going to talk about 1976. So in that 1975, I graduated from high school. And I bummed around a little bit. Most of my friends in the fall were going to college, going to go off to college, or they were going to the service, you know, the military service, The draft had ended, so you were no longer required to be in the and do military service. But a few of my friends went in the service, and I'm very proud of them, and I thank them for their service. I was bumming around. I was still working at the drugstore for a while. I worked for a corner store for a while, and in 76, I got my job at the paper mill. Woohoo! I was finally making good money. You know, I went out after a couple of months and bought another car. We'll talk about that in the future, about that first car, because that would have been that the car I bought after I started working at the paper mill was my first brand new car. And right, you know, when I was out of high school, I went out and bought a used car, and I really liked it, and it was a sharp car. But we, you know, I had fun with it, and you know, by the time I had graduated and gotten into the job at the paper mill, I was no longer with my high school sweetheart. You know, we had both moved on. She moved on to bigger and better things and got married, and I moved on and got married and divorced and married and yada, yada, yada. But anyways, it was a fun time in the world. There was going, you know, because I was 18 going on 19, and the legal drinking age was 18. So, of course, I was going to the bars and in the afternoons, or when I wasn't working at the paper mill, I'd be hanging out with friends or going having drinks. And a friend of mine, he got a job at a radio station. He's a disc jockey. And he worked nights. You know, you start out as a disc jockey back in those days. You started out on the overnight shift, you know, until you built yourself up a name and a repertoire and everything else that I'm sure has to go with that. And he could probably tell me a whole lot more about that. And maybe one day he will. But when I finally got out to a paper machine, you had to bid to get on it because you start out in what's called a labor pool, and then you usually work days, but they'll start training you on machines. Anyways, I got on a machine, and every time I worked nights, you know, after work, we'd meet once in a while, and we'd go out and have a drink at 7 o'clock in the morning, 7:30 in the morning. And there was only one or two bars that were open that time of day, which was really kind of weird. And I remember those. It was one, and I looked, it's still there. I'm pretty positive it's still there in Port Huron. It's called the Brass Rail. Now, I'm not getting anything for advertising them, folks. I'm just mentioning the name. But he and I would go in there once in a while and have a couple of beers in the morning. There was one or two times we stayed till noon. And, you know, and it's really kind of weird being drinking at 7 o'clock in the morning. But to us, you know, it was the middle of the afternoon, you know, and we were able to go home and do whatever and then go to sleep, and then go to work that night. And we did. It was a lot of fun. So those are some of the weird things you do when you work swing shift. Now at the paper mill, they had a thing called swing shift. So you'd work a week of nights. You know, 11 to 7. We didn't get time off for lunch. You ate when you could, and you were paid for 8 straight hours. And I never thought about it till way after I'd left. They really should have given us time to work, but when you've got a running machine behind you building up paper, you don't always have a time to say, okay, I'm stopping for a minute or for an hour, because shutting those machines down and restarting them creates quite the havoc and quite the mess. That's all I'm saying. So, you know, you just don't do it unless you have to. I forgot where I was going with that. But anyways, so swing shift is a week of nights, you know, and then you're, so let's just say you work Monday through Saturday on nights. You turn around, come back in on Sunday on afternoon. So you get 8 hours off. You come back in from 3 to 11. And then you'd work that for 5 straight days. You know, you have your days off in there. You have 2 days off in a row. And then you'd call what is double back onto a day shift, which means you work 7 to 3. So, and it was constantly rotating that way. It didn't make sense to rotate the opposite way for some reason. But this is what they'd been doing forever, and it worked. And it was kind of tough. It was tough on marriages, I'll tell you that. It was tough on marriages. But that's the beginning of the paper mill years. The paper mill was 10 years of fun, hell, and death. And scary problems and scary things. And getting hurt a couple of times. And I didn't like that. Neither did my first wife. Or my parents. So we'll get into that soon. But that's the beginning of 1976. I wanted to go through a couple really quick things. And I know I'm running a little bit long here. But music. I'm going to go through the top 10 for 1976 around this time of year in April. Silly Little Love, Silly Love Songs by Wings. Don't Go Breaking My Heart by Elton John and Kiki D. Disco Lady by Johnny Taylor. December 1963, Oh What a Night by the Four Seasons. Play That Funky Music by Wild Cherry. There is a story behind that song. If you don't know what it is, look it up. It's interesting. It really is. Kiss and Say Goodbye by the Manhattans. Love Machine by the Miracles. 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover by Paul Simon. Number 9 was Love is Alive by Gary Wright. Number 10, A Fifth of Beethoven by Walter Murphy and the Big Apple Band. Look some of those up. Go online, go to YouTube, and look those songs up and bring back some memories. Or have some new memories if you've never ever heard them or seen them. If you're young and you don't know what those songs are, go back and play them. They're fun. They really, really are. So this is it for Gray Hair Dave. Leave me a message. Tell me what you think. Tell me what songs you really liked in 76, if you remember. Look it up and find out. Let me know if you look these songs up and you like them. Leave me a message at 5minuteswithgrayhairdave.com. That's the number 5minuteswithgrayhairdave.com. There's a comment section, you know, where it says, leave me a message. And there's also, or it's on a contact page. There's also a little microphone down the bottom right-hand corner of every page. Now, if you like my website, podpage.com produces that for me. I like it. They do a fantastic job. If you're a podcaster, look into them for your website. Don't forget, folks, if you have friends who don't know what a podcast is or how to use one or how to play one, do me a favor. Let them know. So again, I'm running long. So this is Gray Hair Dave saying, I will talk to you tomorrow from the west coast of Florida. Bye-bye.